WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden is heading to Florida for a first-hand look at Hurricane Idalia's destruction. He won't be seeing the state's Republican governor and 2024 presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis, however. DeSantis says such a meeting could hinder disaster response efforts. The Biden administration is canceling student loans for 2,300 borrowers who say they were cheated by a former for-profit college. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
$72 million in student loans are being canceled by the Education Department. The move helps borrowers who say they were cheated by Ashford University, a former for-profit college that was purchased by the University of Arizona in 2020. The Biden administration wants to recoup the money from the new parent company, which denies any liability. In 2022, a California court found that Ashford frequently lied to students to get them to enroll. Greg Clugston, Washington.
GOP presidential candidate Nikki Haley blames what she calls the country's archaic intelligence services for some of President Biden's foreign policy mistakes, including the botched pullout from Afghanistan.
I don't think that we are getting the proper information. If we did, we would have seen the fall of Afghanistan the way it was. We would have seen so many of those other events, and we're just not getting it. And
Haley was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. The administration once again stressing the need for COVID vaccines.
And there is talk that masks will be pushed next, but not in Texas. A new law that goes into effect this week prevents schools and businesses from forcing people to wear masks when they enter. Multiple studies show that mask usage does little in preventing the spread of COVID. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Amazon is raising the amount some customers must spend on its site to get free shipping. To qualify for no-cost delivery, some Amazon customers who don't have Prime now need to spend $35. More from townhall.com.
Tagoka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets of Colombia's main cities to reject recent hikes in gasoline prices.
The hikes have drastically increased the price of fuel in the South American country. Protesters said the monthly price hikes set by Colombia's first leftist government were making it harder for small businesses to operate and could push up the price of food.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Author and NYU professor Jonathan Haidt says mobile phones are harming children by replacing the role of real-world play.
The best kind of play, the healthiest play for human children is outdoor physical play in mixed age groups with some physical risk. That's the way mammals need to play to wire themselves up and to learn how to judge risk for themselves.
Professor Haidt was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. He's written an article for The Atlantic entitled "Get Phones Out of Schools Now." Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Wealthy outsiders with some new ideas about to make a big footprint in one rural area of Northern California. And as Keith Peters reports, it's starting to generate a lot of questions among local residents.
Silicon Valley investors behind a secretive $800 million land buying spree got off to a rocky start with the voters they need to build a green new city in Northern California. A former Goldman Sachs trader says he's the founder of a group that wants to build walkable neighborhoods in rural Solano County, northeast of San Francisco. Flannery Associates LLC is the single largest landholder in the county after quietly purchasing more than 78 square miles of farmland since 2018. Their secrecy has frustrated community leaders who've reached out for information only to be ignored. The investment group needs approval from voters to develop farmland for urban use. Keith Peters reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 84. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 91. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday, with daytime highs approaching 92. 89, chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 84 today. Lows level off around 66 tonight. We should top off around 91 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
I fish, I hunt, and always will. Broadcasting from the Eau Claire Outdoor Studios. Presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
We're not just a radio show anymore.
This is Sporting Journal Radio.
That's right. Welcome to the show. I'm Brett Amundson. Thank you for tuning in on the network by demand or watching this on YouTube. That's Dan Amundson over there. Dan, what's up?
Hello to everyone on their way to a decoy spread right now. Opening day.
I love it. I love it. Maybe you're hunting doves on the dove opener, or waiting until the Saturday to shoot teal and Canada geese. Or maybe you're going bow hunting in South Dakota like David Eckhart. David, how are you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
That doesn't look like a deer stand.
Or is it? For another day.
Or is it? That's right. All right, so we got a lot to get to this week. Ben Bredigan is in Montana as he gets ready for the opening of the hunting season out there. We're going to talk to him and talk about some new things going on with OnX, including creating some more hunting opportunities, some hunting land access. Sam Sohol touched on it last week, too. Ben will tell us more about that. And Corey Loeffler is going to join us. He's going to detail his struggles with trapping gophers. And also talk about the new duck call that he's got. And Joe Henry will talk about an event, a pretty important event that they do every year at Lake of the Woods, and talk about how fishing is up there at that big walleye factory in northern Minnesota. But first, Dan, who are the sponsors this week?
Live Target. Match the hats at livetargetlures.com. Lake of the Woods Tourism. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. Plan a trip for this fall or winter at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Haybale Heights Campground and Resort. Book a trip to Devil's Lake. Learn more at haybaleheights.com. Ottertail Lakes Country. Find your inner otter this fall at ottertaillakescountry.com. And Prairie Sportsman, we've got a few new shoots coming up, so we've got new episodes coming this winter. But in the meantime, you can watch reruns anytime at the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel.
I feel like this is one of the busiest Octobers for Prairie Sportsmen that we've had in a while.
Yeah, I feel like normally we've been kind of almost wrapping things up, and we're really just getting going. So it might be a hunting-heavy and fall fishing-heavy season this year.
Yeah, well,
so
two of
if you like those things, just watch the show.
Two of the shoots in October are fishing or fishing-related anyway.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of really cool things planned for the new season of Prairie Sportsman. And if you haven't watched the show before and you're on YouTube right now, go to the Prairie Sportsman YouTube channel and you can watch all sorts of episodes that we've done in the past. The show's been going for a long time. Heck yeah, it's a good one. While you're on YouTube, you can also go to Taz and Lake Lodge and check out the Taz and TV YouTube show that we do. And we just filmed some new episodes up in Saskatchewan here recently. And of course, go to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel as well. Dan just put up a new video there recently. I know we talked about it a little bit last week, but why don't you tell us once again what it is?
That one, we went bass fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think we have talked about this one, actually. No, because the last time we talked, yeah, right, David? We were bleeding fish last time, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
So last week was bleeding fish.
Yeah, this week we went bass fishing, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. After all the jokes we make about bass fishing, we went out and caught some bass, but we stumbled into a different species and had a great time catching these other species using forward-facing sonar. Whether you like it or not,
I love it.
We had a blast with it, and it is fun. And shocker, we didn't fish out the lake when we did it either.
Yeah.
There's still fish in that lake.
So we had the MG-12 from Cass King, and they sent us that, and they wanted us to try it out, get some pictures, get some videos, and try it out a little bit. So we went on a bass mission, and I'm filming Dan catching these smallies with the MG-12 and catching some nice fish, too.
Oh, yeah.
And
don't sound so surprised.
I'm a little surprised. And then all of a sudden, you look down at his live scope, and it's like, boom, school of fish. Oh, I wonder what that is. So we did a little investigating, chased the school of fish around, and you can see how it turned out by watching the video right now on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. Go there, like it, subscribe, share it with your friends if you want. Appreciate it. And we got another brand new video. We've been doing a lot of fishing on there lately. We're going to be transitioning to hunting. We'll still have some fishing content on there. In fact, Dan, you just went and filmed some fishing stuff that you'll probably put out there soon, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe you'll have to wait till spring.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what I'm feeling like.
So anyway, I'm going to have Kodiak wrapped up here very soon, the North American Waterfowl Film. In fact, by the time this airs, it may be done and going up on our YouTube channel very soon. So it's a longer form waterfowl hunt in Alaska on Kodiak Island. The Mecca, as a lot of waterfowlers call it.
Oh, the Mecca?
The Mecca. Oh. We didn't film anything in the Mecca while we were on Kodiak.
Well, at least nothing that could be in the show.
That's right.
David, you need to go to the Mecca. It's almost like the prairie chicken.
Right. That's right. Not quite, but maybe close. But we got a really cool film. We learned about waterfowl research on sea ducks and what's being done and what we don't know about sea ducks in Alaska. We talk about how you can plan a trip there, what you need to know, how you need to plan for weather, and just the experience of getting off the island, what we went through to leave Kodiak. Was a bit of a, because we were up, I think it was like a 15-day trip, and we hunted about 7 days, 6 or 7 days maybe of that. And the rest of it was pretty much all travel.
Yeah. And if we didn't leave the day we did, we would not have made it home for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's a good thing we didn't. We left well before Christmas.
The 13th, but, I think, is when we left.
Yeah. And so think about that. If we didn't leave that day, I think we would have gotten out of Alaska, but I think we would have been sitting in the SeaTac airport in Seattle waiting, wishing each other Merry Christmas and probably not being very nice with each other. We'd have been sick of each other by then.
I mean, that's one to think about when you go to these, whether you call it a bucket list destination or some of these just amazing, amazing places to hunt or fish. They're usually in remote places, and that's what makes them usually so good. But the travel can be difficult. And sometimes you're gonna get delayed because of weather. So if you plan a trip like that to Kodiak Island or even to Tazon Lake in Saskatchewan, northern Saskatchewan, you have to understand that you might need some travel days on the front or the back end of that trip. And we needed a bunch of them. So that video, watch for it on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel. Of course, hunting season is here. I'm so excited. David, you couldn't even stick around to do the show here. You had to get on the road to do some hunting.
I had to get out of there.
Yeah, it's going to be 1 million degrees this weekend for the hunting opener. How excited are you? Are you going to be in a stand? Are you going to be in a saddle? Pool? What are you going to do over there?
I brought a ground blind and a saddle, but I think majority is going to be spot stock. I'm going to, the temperature and just the lack of knowledge of the area, really. I mean, I've got knowledge of the area, but it's just going to be finding the deer and making a game plan from there. So
do you have a box stand that has air conditioning?
I do not. I wish I did.
That's going to be the next thing. David's going to have a permanent stand up with an air conditioner, wall air conditioner.
Well, remember that walk-in cooler he bought? Just became a deer stand.
Yep. That's going to be
brilliant.
The next step.
Oh, man. I remember, so I used to go to North Dakota to bow hunt, and I would go that opening weekend at the end of August or maybe the first weekend in September. And there was a couple of days over there where it was 80, 90 degrees, just roasting hot. I'm talking 20 years ago or so. Just boiling hot out there. And, you know, if you do shoot a deer, you got to work fast. But I was more worried that time of year, that warm on the west side of the Missouri River, there's still rattlesnakes out there that time of year.
Gross.
And that's what I didn't like very much about that warmer weather. Yeah, I never saw one, but I definitely watched where I stepped. Then later in the year when it got cooler, I didn't worry quite as much. But you're on the east side of the river, aren't you? Or are you on the west side?
Yeah, just barely on the east side.
Okay, you might have a random prairie rattler, but probably don't have to worry too much about snakes over there. Well, good luck. While you're doing that, we're going to be shooting doves in 1 million degree heat. So I think we'll probably hunt in the morning, throw out a spinner.
Yeah, right out there.
Yeah, not too far away.
I was pretty conflicted about missing early goose, teal, dove to come out here and go deer hunting.
With a chance at a velvet ewer? Are you insane?
With the temperatures, though, I mean, the doves are going to stick around. And
yeah.
The velvet's not.
Well, that's just it. Like the early teal season, I don't really care about that. If I have the chance to shoot one, I'll shoot them, of course. The early Canada goose season in Minnesota, if we get on a burner, I'd be excited about it. But I'm really not, you know, we don't have a ton of geese around right now. But the doves this year, particularly, David, there's no cooler weather pushing some of them south. I'm sure time of day shortening. We'll move some of those birds anyway, but we have so many doves around, David. I don't think I've ever seen this many doves around an opener before.
Oh, I've seen so many. There's been so many doves around. So I'll catch them next week.
Yeah, they'll still be here.
There's not going to be a cold front that blows them out down south. So
for sure,
they'll be here.
All right. Well, we should. How are we doing on time, Dan?
We probably got to take a commercial break.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We've got Joe Henry coming up. We're going to talk Lake of the Woods and what fall is like up there, and what he just got done to a really cool event. That's just an important event up at Lake of the Woods. We'll tell you what that is when we come back. And then we got a fun interview with Corey Loeffler and Ben Bredigan coming up on Sporting Journal Radio.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt. Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. FTAC's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and eight colors. And ICAST and FTAC's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target. Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com. Lake is legendary, and this summer has been legendary for walleyes. Don't miss out. Call Haybale Heights Campground and Resort today to book one of their modern cabins on East Bay. The cabins are furnished with a full bathroom, kitchen, and all the amenities like high-speed internet, and are clean following CDC guidelines. Staying at Haybale Heights gives you full access to a private boat launch, fish cleaning station, and beach area. Learn more at haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com. Plan your trip to legendary Devil's Lake today.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Now we're going to go up to Lake of the Woods to check in with Joe Henry from Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe, I know the discussion, I'm sure, has started now that September is here. Are the shiners running in the river yet?
Yeah. You know what? They're not running yet, but I can tell you this, that there's fish in the river. You know, I was out on the Rainy River just a couple of weeks ago already. And we caught some nice walleyes, some good saugers. We caught smallies, pike, big crappies on the river. So, I mean, there are some fish in the river already. Now, I don't know if those fish moved up in the river or if they've been there all summer. But nonetheless, there's fish there already. And then, of course, what happens is we get that annual, you know, fall run of emerald shiners coming up the river. And wherever the shiners are, the walleyes are going to be. So those walleyes will follow it up, and it's good to go. I know that a lot of people, so September is usually when this whole thing starts. And usually what happens is, you know, somebody goes out and starts fishing the river just for whatever reason. I was fishing the river for a day, and they whack the heck out of the walleyes. And then all of a sudden somebody says, I had shiners under my light last night. And, you know, by the time you hear about it, it's been going on for a week or two already. Right. That normally happens just into September when things start happening. I can tell you the trees are already starting to change up there just a little bit, not a lot, but you know, you'll see a bunch of big, beautiful green trees up there, and all of a sudden, boom, you got yellow and orange, you know. And the other thing I'll tell you too is that if there's anybody interested, there's still some spots open for that Chili Bowl walleye tournament in October out of Border View Lodge. I think they take 75 boats, and I think they're over 50 already. That's a really neat tournament. It's just the Rainy River, so, you know, you don't need a big boat for that. And, it's just really a neat, neat deal. So if you and a partner want to jump into something like that, it's a fun, fun fall tournament. It's cool, too. It's only, only a few $100 for entry fee. It's $150 per angler, and that includes a prime rib dinner. So it's a good one.
You know, Joe, we're going to be, we'll be together actually up at the Aglow conference up there, not too far from Lake of the Woods, near the end of September. Dan, we're going to have your boat up there for the Aglow conference. Maybe we just,
I know we have an obligation right after that, but if you want to go do that, I'll go to Lake of the Woods and film something.
That's going to work for it. We're going to film an elk hunt. And then, after the elk hunt, I mean, we'll have all our hunting and fishing gear.
Twist my arm.
Maybe we'll have to spend some time at the Lake of the Woods.
There's probably a bunch of ducks up there still.
Yeah.
I saw there's some layout boat hunting dates available.
I saw Andy post about that, actually. So,
how about grouse?
And grouse?
Yeah, David.
Yeah, man. You guys know, plus you, the fact that you guys hunt, I mean, yeah, the fishing's incredible. And it's multi-species. You know it's multi-species up there in September. But then you got your grouse, you got your early goose, you got your teal season. I mean, there's a lot to do up there. The kicker, too, about that grouse hunting, if for people that don't know, not only do we have a lot of darn grouse up there, we have very few people. So you got hundreds of thousands of acres of public land. I can tell you, you know, being from central Minnesota, you know, you got public hunting, but boy, I'll tell you, you better be one of the first ones on that public hunting. Otherwise, that game gets pushed out of there pretty darn quick because so many people are trampling through it. You get up north, you got hundreds of thousands of acres of public land. There's dedicated walking trails for grouse hunters. There's dirt roads you can drive. I mean, it's a really neat, neat deal.
Yeah, we're going to have to do that this year, I think.
And people still go out opening day, and there's some leaves on the trees, and they still find birds, you know.
And you got Sharpies and spruce grouse up there, too, so a lot of opportunities to do some bird hunting. And I'm excited to fish, though. I will definitely hunt because we're going to be on the road for like 3 weeks. We're going to be going to Saskatchewan to do some stuff. Then we'll be up at the Aglow conference. And then we got to film this elk hunt. And then I think we definitely tack on a Lake of the Woods stop, Dan.
Right now. Book it. Done.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Reach out. We'll figure something out there. You know, I'll tell you something. The fishing, I mean, you know, we've had that Aglow conference in September, as you guys know. And remember how when a lot of the outdoor media came up to Lake of the Woods, they had that option to go walleye fishing. Some did that. But we also had the option to jump on a charter boat and go sturgeon fishing. And that was like the most popular because nobody has ever hardly done it. And oh, man, did we catch sturgeon. I mean, we got a ton of sturgeon right in front of the resorts, too.
Oh, yeah. And there's so much fun to catch. And it's relatively easy. Gear is not that expensive. But anytime you can catch a fish that's, you know, 50, 60 pounds or bigger, you're going to have a good time with that. So, all right, Joe, we'll talk more about planning a trip up there this fall for Lake of the Woods and Rainy River. But let's talk about what you just did up there because you just had another annual veterans event that you've been doing for quite a while up there.
We sure did, yeah. So we do the Pay It Forward. Our event is called Pay It Forward, and it was the 10th annual Pay It Forward veterans event. You know, the purpose of this event is to, you know, honor, recognize, and celebrate all veterans. So in a nutshell, what we do is we bring up about, in this case, we had 88 people in this event. And every veteran that comes up, the only thing they have to pay, they got to get themselves up there, and they got to pay for their own drinks. Other than that, the food, the lodging, and the fishing are all taken care of. 3-night, 2-day fishing trip. We use charter boats, no little boats. We use all charter boats to kind of keep it that Lake of the Woods theme, you know, that we have with charter boats. And, you know, what an event, man. I mean, every year we talk about the magic of this event, and you know, we certainly create a great atmosphere for it. But the magic is veterans spending time with other veterans. The magic is having excellent, excellent speakers that bring out some different topics that maybe sometimes are tough to talk about with veterans, but at the same time, they encourage veterans to get the help they need, or maybe just talk to other veterans about things they're dealing with. You know, sometimes the old saying is either you need the meeting or the meeting needs you. And even people that have gone there that are doing relatively well, they're helpful because they're connecting with veterans who are maybe struggling. And just a great event, you know, just the camaraderie. I had a chance. So Midwest Outdoors shot a TV show one of the days on our charter boat. And we happened to have Tom Crameen, who is with Elks Veteran Services in Minnesota. In fact, he just won a national award for Elks as, the National Volunteer of the Year. So he was kind of excited. He's going to be featured on the Elks Float in Pasadena, California for New Year's Day, the Rose Bowl Parade. And so that's kind of a neat honor. And then the other two gentlemen we had were World War II veterans. They're brothers, 98 and 95 years old. And boy, sharp as a tack, both of them were. The stories they had about World War II and just life, they talked about, and one of them said, yeah, I got kids, my kids are in their 70s and my grandchildren are in their 50s, imagine. Wow. But just great, great. All three of them were great guys. And, you spend a couple of days on the boat like that. What a gift. And, I asked them, we did a video I'm going to be putting on Facebook here. And we did a video and I just said, what'd you guys think? And they said, honestly, Joe, one of the best couple of days we've ever had in our life. 98 years. And I can say it's a couple of the best days I've ever had in my life. Very humbling to hear that. And just wonderful guys. Just fantastic. But a lot of good happens at an event like that. And
that's amazing. Yeah, those events are so important. And it's such a great opportunity to get veterans around with other veterans and help them have somebody to talk to that can relate to some of the experiences that they've had. So,
Brett, we have diversity, right? So we had men and women. We had young veterans, older veterans. Certainly we honor our Vietnam vets. I mean, they didn't get the welcome they deserved when they came home, so we certainly welcome them. But, we have all different kind of vets from all different kind of situations. I would just say if somebody wants to, if you are a veteran or you know of a veteran who might be interested in this event next year, next year it's August 26th to the 29th, I believe, it's a week before Labor Day. And you can certainly fill an application out. Our website for that is, payitforwardlow.org. Otherwise, certainly get a hold of me, Joe Henry at Lake of the Woods Tourism, and I can set you up with an application.
Very good. All right, Joe. Well, if people want to get a fall trip or maybe start thinking about ice fishing at Lake of the Woods or maybe thinking about cast and blast up there, what should they do for more info?
Check out our website. Everything's on there, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Kodiak, a North American waterfowl film, is coming to the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel.
I've been a sea duck hunter for about 30 seconds, and I've already got one that's probably going to go on the wall, so this is the coolest duck hunt I've ever been on.
Presented by Boss Shot Shells, with support from Sitka and Beretta, and additional support from Elk Lair Outdoors, High Prairie Animal Arts, and the Association of Great Lakes Outdoor Riders. Watch Kodiak on the Fish Hunt Forever YouTube channel.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt.
Did you know there are more than 1,000 lakes in Ottertail County?
Yep, and I'm going to fish as many as I can. I'm an outdoorsy otter. Nothing beats a full day of fishing for me. The lakes of Ottertail County give me plenty of options to lower my boat and snag the perfect catch. Not an outdoorsy otter? No problem. Ottertail County has something for everyone. You just need to find your inner otter.
To find your inner otter, go to OttertailLakesCountry.com. Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. F-Tech's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and eight colors. And iCast and F-Tech's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 84. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 91. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday with daytime highs approaching 92. 89, chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range, a high of 84 today. Lows level off around 66 tonight. We should top off around 91 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
Hi, this is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in on the network by demand, sportingjournalradio.com, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube, along with Dan Amundson and David Eckhart checking in from South Dakota. David, how are you doing?
Doing good.
All right. And then we also have Ben Bredigan and Corey Loeffler joining us, so it should be a good show. All in different places right now. Ben, do you want to talk about where you're at?
Sure. I'm out in Montana in my lovely digs here. Beautiful place. Accommodations are a little rough, but the birds are here, so that's what we come for.
That's all that matters. You're on a bird hunting trip. You're looking for the prairie chicken? Oh no, sharpies.
Sharpies for now. We're not in South Dakota.
Inside jokes and radio shows are great.
I know, everyone's like, what are they talking about? That's not funny. These guys are idiots.
If you know, you know.
Right. Corey, I hear all the harlots are in Minnesota right now, though.
They're in the call shop right now. Yes, I'm just hanging out with, hundreds of harlots. So,
well, that's a new duck call. We want to talk about that. We'll talk about bird hunting. And Ben, I want you to talk about the PATH program in South Dakota. Sam Sowell talked about it a little bit here on the show, but we'll have you talk about your involvement with that too, because that is pretty outstanding, I think. Congratulations. Nice work on that whole process, Ben.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it. It was kind of something that came together pretty fast, and it's going to be really, really exciting for all the people that come out and hunt South Dakota.
So I just want to back up a second. I kept hearing crickets, and I thought Dan was just playing a cricket sound effect.
Try to move along the show.
Yeah. No, like it's somebody, me.
Somebody said a bad joke or something, and it was crickets. No, David's got the crickets.
It's just the background noise here.
It's just David's background sound effect. Like everywhere he goes, he just says cricket noises everywhere he goes. All right. So what does PATH stand for again, and how did that all start?
Yeah, so the PATH program is called Public Access to Habitat, and it's an initiative that Pheasants Forever kind of brought to the table. It's really modeled after the community-based habitat program, i.e. like what Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition has done. And they were just, Pheasants Forever was really just trying to provide the framework to essentially scale this model across South Dakota, and then, you know, fingers crossed, hopefully, any other states that are interested in it.
Essentially, it adds some money to existing programs like the walk-in access program out there, correct?
Yep, exactly. So all this land is private access, open to hunting, similar like in South Dakota, it's walk-in plots in North Dakota, Weehawken, Kansas, block management, Montana, all those programs. And what it's doing is we're really, it's trying to get the community involved in the program, right? Because the way it works is the more public land you have in your area, or the more open access to hunting, the idea is that you get more economic impact for your communities. And a lot of these small towns in South Dakota, right, they thrive on this. So by getting land or by getting landowners to enroll, getting businesses, getting other people in the community to help fund this, that's just bringing in more dollars to your area.
So how did OnX get involved then?
Yeah, so South Dakota Tourism reached out to us and they wanted to collaborate on a project. And it's like, well, you know, OnX is all about access. And so it's like, well, let's go in together and create some cool access project. And really a lot of what Pheasants Forever does is, you know, build the wildlife areas across the country, really. But I talked to them and they said, like, hey, we haven't launched this yet. We haven't talked about this yet, but it's called the PATH program. And I had been pushing on Pheasants Forever, like, hey, I'd love to be involved and help scaling what Aberdeen has done with the Pheasant Coalition. And we talked it over internally, and I think they needed $250,000 to kick the program off before they even started enrolling landowners. So us, in conjunction with South Dakota Tourism, like, let's just do this whole thing. And essentially that money was able to open up 10,000 acres of hunting land in South Dakota for 10 years, at a minimum of 10 years. So 10,000 acres in 10 years. So we were like, this is an absolute no brainer. Like, why wouldn't you do this?
Yeah. So do you, after 10 years, what do you think is going to happen? Does it need to be, you know, something need to be re-upped, or what happens after 10 years?
So a lot of this ground is also enrolled into a, you know, habitat program like CRP, for example. What my hope is after 10 years is we have provided a lot of this money up front, but then we want to establish this in the community and help these small towns, like, help them see, like, wow, this brings a lot of economic impact to our area. And then this is to get it off the ground. But the idea is that a lot of these communities band together and help support these habitat projects.
How important do you guys think, and anybody can weigh in on this one, but Ben, we'll start with you. How important do you think it is to have more private land open to hunters like that? You know, you hear about some counties in different states trying to have no net gain, or, you know, maybe areas struggling to get more public land, but, and then more and more private land getting locked up. How important is this type of approach going to be moving forward, in your opinion?
Well, a couple angles to look at it. So from a hunter's perspective, first off, this is great, because while, you know, you look at your WPAs, WMAs, those kind of things, that they're managed by the agencies, right? So by adding in these walk-in areas, which is privately managed, it just opens up a whole new variety of habitat, whether it's crops, different management, different grazing styles. So it's that diversity of habitat that it's introduced. And then in terms of, like, the larger scale, like you said, with no net gain, this is a way to create a lot of acres of public hunting without the giant expense, right? Like, if you're going to buy 10,000 acres in some prime hunting areas, like, I don't even know how much that's going to cost, but it's hundreds of millions of dollars. Where this, granted, it is not protected forever, but it alleviates a lot of the hunter pressure, as well as is creates a lot of opportunity for people looking to go out and hunt.
You've seen this. South Dakota's kind of taking the lead on this. You think this will expand into other states?
You know, that's really my hope. I've seen it. Obviously, a lot of people have seen it be successful in Aberdeen. Mitchell is kind of taking the ball, and they're really running with it. I'm really hoping to see it, and I believe in the, I guess not necessarily the dollars and cents, but the logic of it, and it's been proven. So I would love to see other state agencies come to the table and say, hey, we want to help scale this for not only hunters, but really for the small towns that are in the state that, you know, probably honestly are struggling.
What do you think about the trend we're seeing with more restrictions on non-residents in some of these states too? Like, you're in Montana. Was there, you've obviously hunted Montana before. There's been some changes there, I think, primarily for the big game hunters. Has there been any changes for, like, non-resident access in Montana for bird hunters?
Yeah. So, like this year, for example, you can't, I think it's non-residents can't hunt over, or yeah, non-residents can't hunt over 30 days in the state. Yeah.
That's right.
That's something that's changed. But, you know, while it impacts me, I understand. If you're a resident of the state, we come out here, we get to enjoy it. We obviously are paying a license fee to be able to come and hunt it. And yeah, two trains of thought. It's like, am I okay with paying more for a license? Yeah, but, you know, there's implications there. It's like, well, that's turning into pay to play type deal. But, you know, if that's the cost where I can't hunt 30 days, which not many people hunt 30 days, but if you take like a North Dakota model where you get 2 5-day periods, you know, if that's the price I have to pay for quality hunting, then
right.
I'm fine with that, because I can promise you, come this afternoon, we're on the eve of opener here. There's going to be a lot of people out here.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. Our guests, Corey Loeffler and Ben Bredigan. More with these guys when we come back.
Live Target, the leader in Match the Hatch, is back with new lures that also match the action. Introducing the Live Craw. The Live Craw is irresistible to bass, walleye, and other freshwater species. F-Tech's winner, the Ultimate Frog, looks and acts just like a swimming frog. With an exposed ultra point mustad hook and replaceable legs, the Ultimate Frog has two styles, two sizes, and 8 colors. And iCast and F-Tech's winner, the Live Shrimp, mimics a fleeing shrimp for saltwater anglers. Coming soon from Live Target.
Now is the time to start thinking about chasing big walleyes on Devil's Lake. Get on the fish at Hay Bale Heights Campground and Resort. Hay Bale Heights makes it easy for you to make memories on legendary Devil's Lake with guided fishing and lodging packages. Or bring your own boat and rent one of their cabins on East Bay. Hay Bale Heights offers a private marina, fish cleaning station, and the opportunity to relax and enjoy your bucket list trip to Devil's Lake, North Dakota. To book your trip, visit haybaleheights.com. That's haybaleheights.com.
Northern Minnesota's Walleye Factory is a year-round world-class fishing destination. The perfect getaway this summer is just a short drive to Lake of the Woods. Fish Big Traverse Bay, the Rainy River, or visit the unique Northwest Angle. To catch big fish, you have to go where the big fish are. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods at lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
852 million acres of public land, 147 million private properties,
all in the palm of your hand.
OnX Hunt,
the number one hunting GPS app, just got better. With hundreds of custom map layers, 3D and topographic maps, you can easily scout on the road or at home before you go. And now you can get important weather details, CWD detection, and even know what crops have been planted where. Get the most trusted hunting GPS app ever made. OnX. Know where you stand with OnX Hunt.
You're listening to Sporting Journal Radio.
90% of patients with dementia experience aggression and anxiety caused by damage to brain tissue. Agitation, which can result in screaming, hitting, restlessness, and wandering, affects over half of Alzheimer's disease patients. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. It's important to know that Alzheimer's affects more than just memory. Discussing these changes with a care team can help identify potential treatment options. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need, from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely Nuggets.
Spicy
and
Chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty.
Frosty and a Frosty. Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price of participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm today, with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 84. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 66. Tonight, mainly cloudy skies expected. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 91. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Monday, with daytime highs approaching 92. 89. Chance for scattered rain showers Tuesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 84 today. Lows level off around 66 tonight. We should top off around 91 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 64.
98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly this summer while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Visit John Sima Corner Bar and Grill, home of the Smash Burger, featuring 2 quarter-pound patties loaded with 2 layers of onions and cheese, served on a brioche bun. I tried a grilled Philly smash burger served on Texas toast and enjoy a 2 or 3 piece fish fry on Friday for under $12 at John Sima Corner Bar and Grill, where John never skimps on the cheese. Open 7 days a week and located 3 miles south of Phillips at the corners of 111 and Highway 13.
This is Sporting Journal Radio, presented by OnX. Know where you stand with OnX.
This is Sporting Journal Radio. I'm Brett Amundson. Thanks for tuning in on the network on this station right here by downloading the podcast, or maybe you're watching this on YouTube. Our guests are Ben Bredigan from OnX and Corey Loeffler from the DRC Call Company. Tell me about the new duck call.
Gosh. Well, hey, happen to have one right here. Look at that. This is the new harlot.
Very nice.
Sassy little girl right there. happens to be number 136. But we just released this. Oh, man, it's been a few weeks ago now. We had some limited releases in batches on our website, and then we have had them down in Little Rock, Arkansas at the Delta Show, at Squad Fest, 2 weekends at Game Fair, and now another drop of these will be hitting the website very soon. Or just trying to build them as fast as we can. But no, we've put a bunch of really cool innovation, really cool ideas into this duck call. It will not stick at all. So that's a huge problem that most people have, is moisture locking a duck call. And like right when you need it the most, it'll just lock up on you and you can't get any sound out of the end of it. So it won't stick. It's got moisture control grooves in the tone board. I can show you, probably see a black insert a little better. So what you're looking at there is our crazy reed design. You've got a couple holes. You can see there are a couple holes drilled through the tone board right there that allow the spit to drain out. And then we'll see if we can turn it a little bit. We've got those moisture control grooves on either side of the tone channel. They're going to channel the spit out and down to the bottom side of the insert so it doesn't load up in between the reed and the tone board. And we've got this fancy new wedge system, the stay tuned wedge system, so it won't go flat. Traditionally, duck calls that are built with a cork stopper in there will go flat or lose their tone after a couple weeks because your saliva in your mouth breaks that cork down, because that cork is organic and it just loses its elasticity and loses its capability to provide enough friction or reed lift in there. And duck call kind of just goes flat. It kind of sounds like junk. So we fixed that. We designed this fancy little stay tuned wedge system right there. And that is all 3D printed, and doesn't look like, you can't see the detail in it, but there's kind of a lot going on inside that little wedge right there. So that wedge provides awesome reed lift for us, and this thing will sound the exact same today as it will 500 days from now. So that's that. And then as far as the sound of it, it is extremely versatile duck call that you can put a little tiny bit of air into and get real soft and finesse those super squeaky feed chatters on the bottom end. And then you can put a pile of air into it and really open it up on the top side too, if you need to reach out and touch them or hail call them from Canada if you're hunting the dry slough.
Can you turn it around and sound like a goose?
No, you have to tune in to our April Fool's Day presentation where we might have something just like that.
That's funny. All right, where can people, and people can get those on your website?
Not right now, but soon. Yeah, soon,
yeah, you're just out of
very, very limited release. So, yeah, I just have to keep checking back on the website. But we do plan to drop another bunch of them here shortly. And there's going to be some pretty cool things.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
In the mix of these, I have...
Were those wood?
Those were wood, yeah.
Oh, look at that. Wow.
With acrylic sleeved mouthpieces and acrylic inserts.
That's
Mike
wild.
Mike Carta with a purple acrylic on the end of it there. There's some really wild acrylic. Some custom stuff. So, yeah, really neat batch of calls here that I've been working on for a while. Excited to get those on the website and into mailboxes near you.
That 3D printing has kind of changed things quite a bit, hasn't it? Do you have a 3D printer? Are you doing that?
I don't. No, not me personally. Our good friend Art Diaz with All Clear Audio, he helps me out with a lot of prototyping stuff. So yeah, they, when we're designing new sets of guts for like a spec call, Sandhill Crane calls, Snow Goose calls, the wedges for these, some new honker calls and new honker guts, all that stuff gets 3D printed. So I got a lot of things going on like in between these headphones right here, lots of ideas jumbling around, bouncing back and forth. So when I have all those ideas, I try to convey them or try to write them down and get those ideas onto a 3D drawing of what it is I'm thinking about or trying to design. And then we take that 3D drawing, print that out, then I try it, and then we make a whole bunch of changes and reiterations and keep on trying stuff out and prototyping it until it's perfect. And then we might continue to 3D print it, or we probably will go get a injection mold built out of steel, and then we'll have those parts injection molded. The calls themselves are not injection molded. They are all machined on a CNC lathe, so extremely high tolerances, very, very finely machined, fine-tuned hunting apparatuses. So they're very, very precise. So sound is utmost quality around here.
I know they call you the wizard, but maybe mad scientist is going to be a more appropriate title. And I've seen you working on that lathe a little bit. And I mean, that looks like a pretty complicated machine that you've had to figure out.
Yeah, it hasn't been a lot of fun, but if you like staring at ones and zeros and X's and Z's, then it's pretty exciting. But it was actually a giant pain in the butt learning how to use that thing. And school of hard knocks got me through it. Just programming manuals that are this thick. Oof. And some friends came over, wrote some programs for me. My cousin did. And then I was able to copy and paste my way through that and know just enough to be really dangerous. And, haven't actually crashed it all that many times. So... just good.
Hey, Ben.
Pretty sweet rig, though.
What's that, David?
That CNC lathe is pretty awesome. I saw it this spring up at Corey's, and he's just like, oh, you just beep, boop, 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 push a bunch of buttons, and it starts cutting stuff. I'm like, cool. I don't really know. I don't understand any of this, but it works.
Wait, did we find something David doesn't understand and can't do?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm surprised you haven't built your own yet, David, after seeing one.
I have not built my own.
Yet, yeah.
Jeez. HD lathe coming to Western Minnesota.
David Eckhart Enterprises. Wow. Ben, so what do you think's been tougher for Corey, figuring that machine out or trapping a gopher?
Well, I've been following.
Oh man,
your gopher trap,
Mike. We're
so going.
If I was gonna go and say I need to find a killer to kill something, catch something, it would be Corey Loeffler. But these gophers have his number. My gosh. I've never seen a struggle fest so bad. And then, like, every time I'm sitting on Instagram, like, okay, I want to see a dead gopher. Dead gopher.
You're right.
Like, maybe.
Oh!
Did he get him?
Maybe. Whoa!
Oh, we got him!
Whoa. No!
Whoa.
Sky Yuma.
Nice.
Thank you. It only took you.
Skin him out.
You can make a mitten.
$3.50 right there.
$3.50. Wow. Is that's the one you've been going after in the garden the whole time?
He's in the garden. I don't think that's the one that I've been going after the whole time. I think that was just a bonus. I got more traps set up there right now. I'm about to get the 300 Winchester short mag out. I'm about to get some trail cams out. I'm going to go get more traps. We're cranking it up to a 10, maybe 11.
Dynamite, for sure. When you said this is something out of Caddyshack, that's all I could think of. This is like a perfect explanation for it.
Now that I think about it, I was thinking, like, when you showed me that gopher, I was thinking, like, kickstart the heart, but Caddyshack, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, can you cue I'm all right? Like, I want to hear that.
Stupid YouTube copyright claim we can't.
Yeah.
Thanks, YouTube. Who decided to put this show on YouTube? If it was just a radio show, we could do it.
My bad, boss. Gosh. Well, how long are you going to be out in Montana, Ben? How long is this trip for?
It's a short trip. I'm only out here for a week, so. Yeah, I don't know.
Only a week. Short trip.
Yeah, but yeah. I'll be out for a week and come back, and then I will be pointing the truck northwest once again to go into the Great White North in search of Hungarian partridge. So,
that's
gotta
awesome.
Be home. Gotta be home and have a little FaceTime with the family. So,
I'm a little jealous of that trip, but to be fair, we'll be in Saskatchewan pretty much at the same time. So,
I know.
Can't really be jealous. Very cool, Ben. Good luck out there. Thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
And Corey, looking forward to using the new call this year. Good luck with the new call. And more importantly, though, good luck with that gopher.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to keep fighting the good fight over here. Tuning these duck calls, chasing those gophers out in the garden. Got to protect the – he's in the potato row.
Yeah.
Which is not good. I mean – one of the potato rows, but anyway, stay tuned. If you guys want to follow along on that Instagram story, is hot gopher trap in action up here in northern Minnesota.
Perfect. Corey Loeffler, DRC Calls, thanks for being on the show, man.
Thank you.
Sporting Journal Radio is a division of Macaba LLC. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen to it again, or maybe hear an extended version of some of these interviews, you can download the podcast. Go to sportingjournalradio.com, or you can watch this show on YouTube or Facebook. Search for Sporting Journal Radio.
98.3 FM, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.